There are many kinds of artists. My friend Martha, she made her masterpieces out of thread. She lived in a tiny, sparsely furnished house in a remote corner of the Navajo Reservation, and it hadn't been an easy life with 11 children and a husband who blew most of his meager income on alcohol. But she found a way to provide at least enough money for her family to eat. She wove Navajo rugs. Now, I've had the privilege, actually, of being there when she was working on one. She had a loom in her living room where she worked for hours on end, pulling thread from one side to the other. In some ways, it didn't look like it had much promise, no pattern to be seen anywhere. Well, it was all in her mind. But there was something beautiful in her mind that only she could see as she patiently wove those threads back and forth. And when she was finished, she'd produce a masterpiece for which a tourist would pay thousands of dollars in a nearby store, and she'd only get a fraction of that, but shame on anyone who ever questioned what she was doing on that loom. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the tapestry of your life. When I watched that Navajo woman weaving something beautiful from those seemingly random threads, I was looking at a picture of the ways of God, because he's the original artist. And he only does masterpieces. He is, in a sense, the master weaver on the loom of your life. You can't see what he's making from the threads in front of you, but he can, and it's something beautiful. It's something valuable. His working is powerfully described in our word for today from the Word of God in Ephesians 1:11. As you listen, take this as a guarantee about your life. Speaking of those who belong to Jesus Christ, it says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." Now, God's saying here that he has had a plan for your life since before there was a you. Like someone watching that Navajo mother weaving her rug, you can't see the plan. It's in the mind of the artist. But you can be sure that he is weaving the tapestry you were made for. He's weaving it today and every day. The threads you can see right now, they may be dark. Some of the threads don't seem to fit. But God is still at the loom. He's still going somewhere. He's making something in your life. And no matter how random, even how senseless it all seems right now, you have this promise: "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And he's bringing into your life those people, those experiences that will help accomplish his grand design for you to be like his son, Jesus. The Bible says he is working everything together for you who were, quote, predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son. Many times when I couldn't see the plan and only what seemed to be tangled threads, I have found myself saying, "Father, I don't understand you, but I always trust you. After all, would someone who gave his son to die for you ever do you wrong?" The Bible says he spared not his own son, but offered him up for us all. Will he not also with him freely give us all things? You can trust the weaver who's at that heavenly loom right now. He knows exactly what he's doing. Trust the plan, even though you can't see it. He is making your life into something very beautiful, and very valuable.
Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is pleased to announce a new podcast hosted by Ron's two sons, Doug and Brad Hutchcraft. It's called Go Mad with Doug and Brad. MAD stands for Make a Difference. In each podcast episode, Doug, Brad, and their guest have conversations on how you can make the greatest possible impact through Jesus for the people in your world. To find out more, visit Hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.